Well, good evening, everybody. I'm Rick Dancer. Welcome to Get Real with Rick Dancer. I'm excited tonight. I had Jesse on, I don't remember when it was. It's been a year and a half, maybe 2 years. I don't know if I was, I think I was in Montana. She'll know because she's young and she can still have a memory. I hit 64 on Thursday and I have no memory left. I'm just lucky I know how to hit the buttons, you know, and know where to go. So our sponsors tonight are Montana Oral Surgeons. They are the greatest people, and they also do implants. So it's an implant center, and they do all kinds of oral surgery and stuff. And we'll be bringing them on in just a couple of minutes to kind of talk a little bit about what they do. And then Chris Dental Family Dentistry, where everyone is welcome. Doesn't matter your VAC status, what you believe, Democrat, Republican, progressive, he doesn't care. Just as long as you come in and get your teeth worked on, Dr. Bratlin is an awesome guy. So let's get right to it. Jesse, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. And introduce your guy, you know, the man with the guitar.
This is Jim Prey, the man with the guitar. He's a guitar music director, co-writer with me. So, he hangs out.
Well, you know, you're kind of a cute person to hang around, and you're fun, and you know, you guys are in Estacada, Oregon.
Yes.
And when were you on with me? Do you remember, like a year and a half or?
Yeah. It was like, I think March of 2022.
That sounds about right. Because we were about to do the convoy.
Mm-hmm.
It was right before.
These guys went along with the convoy, kind of met up with them. Remember when the truckers convoy was going on, audience, and all that controversy was going on? Well, these two aren't really afraid to jump into a controversy, which is why we get along so well. They're trouble with a capital T, and that's what I like them. You want to know, I you know what I got to do this like in April, back in April?
What?
Your jealousy level is going to go up. Okay, so I went to George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and who's a group with the, you know, they sing that pontoon boat song.
Oh, Little Big Town.
Little Big Town. All three of them, same concert in Arizona.
Oh,
amazing.
My God.
But you know what my favorite was? Then on the way home, we hit one more concert in Idaho Falls, and it was Aaron Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I have not seen him live, and I want to so bad.
Oh, my gosh. It was so worth it. So he drinks bourbon the whole time and smokes cigarettes like a chain smoking factory. I mean, just like smoking them. And then he's on there, and he says, every time somebody says, go, Brandon, everybody has to take a straight shot. And it was like,
oh, no.
It was like redneck and awesome and really fun. But anyway, it was just really, really good to hang out. But I thought about you. So tell people because you're a redneck. No, tell people what's going on with you guys, like kind of some things going on.
Yeah, it's bonkers. We are touring full time, but we are also putting out new music. We've been releasing singles consistently every few weeks over the past couple months, and we've been back and forth to Nashville finishing. So we have actually two CDs, full CD albums that are coming out this year, and so we're releasing our last single from the first CD. We're releasing that one in just a couple weeks, and then we'll start releasing a couple songs off of our Nashville album that will be a full 10 song album. And so in the midst of all the other traveling and craziness of like doing interviews and trying to promote shows, we're also trying to wrap up like our final edits on these songs and get them out. And so it's been a little bit of madness, but good madness.
Is this like everything that you dreamed it would be? Or I mean, harder, a lot harder?
It's there's just so much. There's so much on the backside of it. I mean, I really both of us spend 80% of our time on the computer. He does a lot of the video editing, and I do all the business side of things. So, but it's a lot harder to find good even web design and artwork. And so we pretty much do everything in-house. I do my own design.
It's like the tip of the iceberg, you know, it's like
the tip of the iceberg is playing the music and playing the shows, and then all the stuff underneath.
You know, yeah, that nobody sees.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's like my business. It's like people go, oh yeah, you have interesting people on. Well, I spend hours calling people, finding people, looking for people. And and it's like, and then I have to do all the little breakdowns like you guys do, little shorter videos to get people to watch the bigger videos. Right. And it's like the actual show is like the fun part. And it's only this much of my life, you know?
Yes. Right.
So, so who are some of the people you guys have played with, you know, have been opening for?
So last weekend, 2 weekends ago, we got to play the new festival in Oregon, in Central Point, Oregon, and,
the Rogue Music Festival.
And Friday night, we played right before, Eric Church. So we were, they had two stages, we were going back and forth. And so, and then Saturday we kicked off the day, and then Frank Ray played and, but that night Carrie Underwood was the headliner. So, and she was ridiculously amazing. That one was super fun. But we're opening for Alabama on Tuesday.
What?
The Alabama with the million number one hits. So that one is, we're so stinking excited. And we'll be opening for Josh Turner later this summer and Rodney Adkins. And and then all the stuff in between and a couple of headlining slots that we're doing. And so it's good madness.
Good madness. So when you're headlining, what's the hardest part of doing that? When you're the band, the opening band, is that hard because people are there waiting for the star and they may not know who you are at that point?
We love it. It's
good.
It's definitely, I feel like, kind of where we thrive. There's a lot of pressure when we headline. There's so much pressure leading up to it. Mostly just, are people going to buy tickets? Are we like, oh my gosh. And then, you know, when we get on stage, it's amazing. But as the opener, obviously we want to sell some tickets, but that pressure really isn't on us. Our job is to get the crowd rowdy and excited and bring them in, make them feel like they're family. And that's what we feel like we're best at, because I love people and I love being in that interaction. And so, you know, if they're there, we can get them rolling. But and when it's a band like Alabama, you know, people are going to come out, so it makes our job really easy.
You go Alabama, okay, we don't have to worry about, we don't have to do anything except show up and make sure people have a really good time before they get out here.
So
how long have you been singing and doing this?
Singing my whole life, but I didn't dive into full-time music until 8 years ago. The end of 2014 was when I really decided to throw caution to the wind and get rid of my 9-to-5 job and dive into music full-time. So I was teaching at the time, I put my name on a sub list, and by March of 2015, I pulled my name off the sub list and was full-time music and have never gone back.
What's the best part? I mean, for you, like, is it when you're on that stage, is that pretty magnificent? I mean,
yeah. Creating memories and moments with people is the part that is just, there's nothing like it. Getting to use a platform like that, and especially we have a partner flag called Freedom, this huge American flag that we bring out to our festival shows. And so
Paul
told me
about that.
It's
huge.
Oh, this is my dog Rhodey's trying to make an appearance.
Hi,
here.
Hey, Ro.
But, you know, after the show, having veterans come up or families of veterans or little kids or just anybody that comes up and has, you know, wants to tell me a story of something that happened while we were on stage that affected them and that they'll remember. And so creating moments like that for people and having that emotional connection for them with our music and what we're doing is such an incredible thing. And it just makes, it reaffirms that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, because people are getting things that they need from our shows.
Now, you're a patriotic woman and you're very outspoken. And what have you learned about America traveling around the country doing your what you're supposed to be doing?
I think the coolest thing is that America is not what you're seeing on social media. And the fighting and the anger and the craziness that is blown up on TV and online, and when you get out into it, the old America is still there. People are still out there and people want to connect with other people. People want to be with each other and they want to have positive experiences together. And people are still patriotic and people need that, the reassurance that they're not alone in their patriotism and in their love for our country and for God and our freedoms. And so that has been, it's been a universal thing across the country when we go out, and we do mostly party songs, but we always make it a part of our show to make sure that we're, you know, appreciating our veterans and police and firefighters and first responders. And we start every show with the national anthem, and we sing our song called our small town fight song. And it's just amazing, even a simple thing, just like starting our show with the anthem, how much people appreciate that and and are thankful for that.
And isn't that kind of a real, because I'm a big country music guy too. And that's really the mess, because you're a storyteller and America's a conglomerate of stories of amazing people. Yeah. And we're getting too wrapped up in the little bullshit when there's all these really cool things. Okay, I'll give you a really good example. So this lady came on a live I was doing on TikTok the other day, and there's some guys posing as me and stole a bunch of money from her. So she's sure this is me. She's yelling at me, calling me all kinds of names. And I'm going, lady, this is not me. And it was really weird. And she wouldn't believe me. She didn't believe me. Today, she came on my page and she writes, I just want to apologize for being so horrible to you. I realized it wasn't you. And I am so, so sorry. And I said, oh my God, you just made my day.
Yeah.
And I'm going, how, you know, forgiving people. And that's what country music is. It's about real life and that things don't always go well. And, you know, and it's not about Beyonce and, you know, and all this garbage. It's, you know, it's about really hardworking people. And you are that. Tom says, well said, young lady, glad to hear the real America exists. And you get to see it. That what a gift that God's given you. Not only the voice, a great guitar player and friend, but, and also, you know, you get to travel around and you get to make people say, my wife and I were listening to a Lionel Richie station the other night, and all these songs that I sang, truly a song in it in our wedding. And that came on and it just took us back to that moment. We're sobbing and hugging. Yeah. And it's like going, oh my God, it's amazing how music just throws you back into that place. And you guys get to do that every single time you're on stage. You don't know what all the stories going on out there. That's got to be so rewarding.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's exactly, we have a ton of originals and we play quite a few of them, but we always throw in a wide variety of covers, obviously, depending on how long we get to play it depends, but we try to hit just a little bit of a little bit of Motown, a little bit of even a little bit of rap. We throw in a little mash 90s rap mashup just because of that nostalgia and the amount of people of all ages who come up after the show to talk about how much they loved our Eminem Blackstreet rap. Like,
there's still 13 year olds out there that know every word. Yourself.
And there's 80 year olds that we will, it's amazing. And seeing simple things like that just, you see people's eyes light up in the crowd and go, oh my gosh. And then you see them start bopping along and whether it's that or, you know, singing Proud Mary by Tina Turner and seeing people out doing the dance. And so those things are, and it's that nostalgia. It's that bringing them back to whatever it is, but bringing joy through that nostalgia is such a vital part of our show for us.
I was at the gym one day and I had my headphones in and I was just into my zone, you know, and all of a sudden somebody looked over at me and I was going, hey, mama, sit the way you move. Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you groove. And this guy looks at me and he's like, do you really? I said, oh, that's my era, baby. That's my era. You know, it was super fun. Okay. Yeah. I got two commercials I want to run. Okay. And when we come back, I want you guys, you're going to do a little singing for us. Okay.
All right.
All right. Hang in there with us.
Well, I'm Jason Fleshman. I am one of the co-owners of Montana Oral Surgery. I'm an oral and maxillofacial surgeon, and I've been practicing for almost 25 years. I mean, this is a big country. And then the people who are here wouldn't want to be anywhere else, you know? They'll die for their state. Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want to live in a state where people are that passionate about where they live? I replaced teeth with dental implants. I removed cysts and tumors from patients' faces and jaws. I perform oral and maxillofacial trauma surgery, fixing people's broken jaws, cheekbones, eye sockets. Perform office-based oral surgery and anesthesia. I remove teeth. I replace teeth with dental implants. It's no joke. Yeah, you don't mess around. You don't put up with this harsh environment. This is like the last great place, personally. And then, you know, if you're not from Montana, you probably don't understand. But if you're here, you know.
This guy's really good. Shannon is the best denturist I've ever seen. He was coming in on Fridays, and now he's coming on Fridays and Monday. But everybody that leaves with him, he always has me come. He goes, come here, because I'll come in on Fridays. He's like, and they look absolutely beautiful. The patients, there's hardly any redos. Like, I wish, and I probably will advertise a lot just to get him some momentum, but he is so good. He's the best denturist I've ever met. Yeah, his outcomes, because you know, you make a denture and they don't fit very well, they don't look very good. He's awesome. Not only does he, you know, take the impressions, there's a lot of art to taking impressions, but he also makes the dentures. He's fantastic. I love having him. He's made my life a lot easier because I don't have to worry about dentures anymore.
Well, Dr. Bratlin, we don't want you to have to worry about making dentures anymore. So, Jesse, why don't you guys do something for us? Sing something you want to do.
Do you have any requests?
No. What do you? Well, if you do, I'd like you to do two.
Okay. So
one that you choose, and then I want you to do something like the national anthem, something American.
Okay, so we can do, we'll do a fun one and then we'll do like Small Town Fighter.
Okay, how about Good Day?
Yeah.
Good Day?
Yep. Okay, we'll do one of our new ones that we have not yet released.
Okay.
But it's going to be it'll be the title track off of our Nashville album. And it's just it's a feel good. It's that, I think we wrote it in 2020 or 2021. And just with the idea of, there's a lot of bad, but there's so much more good. But it's really easy to let one bad thing bring you down. And a lot of times you have to make yourself focus on letting the good things bring you up. And so that's the whole idea of the song and just a reminder of that. So it's called Good Day to Have a Good Day.
Okay. All right.
No long gas, running late, all backed up on the interstate. But I found myself a 20 in the ashtray. My pants are fitting a little tight, but that cake was worth every bite. And mama says, God made me just right. It ain't perfect, but I believe that. Yeah, it's all about the way you see it. Cause the grass is greener on the side. Got the sun shining down on me just right. Yeah, I have my share of problems, but I gotta say it's a
good day to have a good day. Yeah, good day to have a good day. Yeah. Turned off the news, I went outside. I spent a little borrowed time soaking up and drinking in this good life. It ain't perfect, but I believe that. Yeah, it's all about the way you see it. Cause the grass is greener on my side. Got the sun shining down on me just right. Yeah, I have my share of problems, but I gotta say it's a good day to have a good day. Yeah, good day to have a good day. Yeah. Never gonna be, yeah. But I'll just keep on choosing to see that the grass is greener on my side. Got the sun shining down on me just right. Yeah, I have my share of problems, but I gotta say that the grass is greener on side. Got the sun shining down on me just right. Yeah, I have my share of problems, but I gotta say it's a good day to have a good day. Yeah, good day to have a good day. Yeah, good day to have a good day. Yeah, good day to have a good day. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that song.
Thank you.
My favorite line is "It the grass is greener on my side."
Yeah,
we always say it's on the other side, and that.
Yep.
And dude, you play the guitar well. That's fun.
Hey, thanks, man.
Fun to hear. So tell me what you got coming up, because you got something coming up on the 4th of July. Like, give people, and you can give them the website and stuff like that too, yes. So they can find your other concerts. But you got something in Oregon coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. So this weekend, we have a couple really cool shows. The Icebox Cook-Off on Friday. We've got a sold out show out on the coast at Darling's Marina on Saturday. And then Tuesday for the 4th of July, we actually have a pre-party and an after party. And then we will be on stage opening for Alabama. And then we're kind of all over Oregon area. And then the end of July, beginning of August, we will be out towards your area. We're going to be in Wyoming and hopefully up in Montana. We have been
actually, that's been our day today. Has yes. been trying to route shows with we got a Jackson Hole date and we're trying to find shows. So if any of your audience here wants to get involved and knows of any venues where they want to see us, we are looking for venues to play.
Yeah. Okay, look, in Bozeman is really big. There's a lot of places there. And I think the closest to me is Bridger Brewing. They just had a concert mm-hmm. with a country guy, but I think they're all booked out for the summer.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But man, I
looked at Missoula and Kalispell. We've been looking at the Great Northern Bar in Kalispell. That's what
okay. Well, I'm going there for my anniversary on July 23rd. So let's get you up that way. That'd be really nice. Fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's beautiful country. And, and if you're ever near Townsend, I got an Airbnb. You guys can stay in the basement. No charge.
Perfect. There we go.
Just hang out. Beautiful view. And I'll take you down to the local watering hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
We'll and you guys, campfire.
You guys can just break out in song. You know, one night I was in Livingston, Montana, and that's where John Mayer lives around there. And Captain and I were walking by the place called The Owl. Mm-hmm. And we go, we should go in. Nah. And so we went down to the Murray. The next day we've heard people said, oh, John Mayer was in there. He just picked up his guitar and started singing. It's like, what? Of course, awesome. I would have heard him singing and going, that guy sounds just like John Mayer, because I wouldn't have known who he was. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's awesome.
Okay, so do one. If you would do one more song for my listeners, that would be really awesome. Oh, and people want to know. Somebody's asking: are CDs available on your website?
Yes. Yeah, we have two CDs out already, and they are both on the website: Jesse Lee Official, JesseLeeIgh Official.com, or you can just Google Jesse Lee. It should pop up kind of towards the top. And we've got a bunch of merch and just put out a new merch line for our Small Town Fight song, which is the one we'll sing next. And I did a logo that's very much, you know, patriotic based, just an American flag, Small Town Fight. So that stuff.
I may need one of those T-shirts.
Yeah, we actually we sold out of our first round at awesome. In like one concert, and so I just ordered our next round of T-shirts today, and then but got some ladies tanks in. So
I bought my Aaron Lewis one, and it just says Aaron across the top, and then a black and a huge American flag on it. Nice. Every time I wear it on a show, people come on and go, "That's Aaron Lewis, isn't it?"
That's awesome. Nice. I love it.
It's called good branding.
Nice. Right.
Yep. Take it away. Give me another song. That'd be great. Yep.
All right. So this one is a song we wrote after the 2020 fires hit Oregon. Well, kind of the whole West Coast. And I'm from a little tiny town, born and raised in Estacada, Oregon. And I just think there's a little something different about small town people and small town values. And so much of the world is trying to fight that out of us. And so we wanted to write a song kind of honoring that and honoring those same values that are in our military men and women. And this one's called Small Town Fight.
Yards left, just grass and sweat. Overtime, 2 minutes left. Defending that win means everything to this town. It's Friday night, it's what we knew. Home field and out of town too. Cheering them on was all that we could do. Our warriors, they're defenders, they're not afraid to hold the line. When we need to come together, they always choose what's right, 'cause that's a small town. Up and then shipping out. It's time to go, there ain't no doubt. Those left behind, we hate to see them leave. The duty calls and we depend on them. Iraq to Afghanistan. The red, white, and blue is sewn on into their sleeves. Defenders, not afraid to hold the line. When we need to come together, they always choose what's right, 'cause that's a small town fight. Home or away, there will always be a fight. We'll battle this together and we'll be all right.
So in 2020, when the fires hit for our little town, we were evacuated. And at one point they sent out a message and said that the firefighters had to be pulled out and that our town was unfortunately not going to be able to be saved. But a bunch of our town stayed behind and we fought together. And so did a bunch of the small towns around us. And we held lines long enough for firefighters to re-engage and ended up saving the majority of our town. And so that was really what inspired us to write this and wanted the third verse to honor the small town fighters out there. Hometown tragedy strikes, fire burns through the night. They say it's a lost cause, better pull back the curtain. But our town stayed and they fought through, 'cause leaving that line isn't what we do. We held this ground and saved our little town. Hey, yeah. Our warriors, they're defenders, not afraid to hold the line. When we need to come together, they always choose what's right. We all ways to what's right, 'cause that's a small town fight. That's our small town fight.
So why does that tear you up so much?
Oh man, it's that's when we wrote that song, I called my manager and I was like, you know, it's not a song that is radio friendly. It's not your 3-minute upbeat fun song, but this is the song that I want to be the song that we stand on, and this is the song that I want people to know me as an artist for, because it's my heart. And
we made a full blown YouTube video for a full music video for that song
too. Yeah, we have an acoustic version out with pictures and videos from the fire and from friends and family who are serving in the military, and
actually a firsthand account interview in the actual music video.
Yeah, and then we put out a full length music video with an interview with one of my students that I taught in school, and he was one of the first ones out there with his family, and so there's an interview with him in it, and tried to make it very, very personal, and hopefully, even though it's pretty specific to my town, it's been an incredible thing to see people across the country respond to it.
No, I was getting teary because I was at the McKinsey fire,
yeah.
Holly mm-hmm. Farm, mm-hmm. and I mean, my wife and I. You know, we walked out of our house taking yeah. videos of everything we had because we weren't yep. sure if we were going to come back yep. to it. And we yep. were standing. I'll never forget standing. That's why that song makes me want to cry, is I'm standing outside my house and looking towards where the fire's coming. And my neighbors are standing there and all of us are going, we probably should get out of here. But everybody's going, but I can't. I just can't. I don't want to take that step to move away. Mm-hmm. And so you found out what your neighbors were really, and you know, the coolest thing, you guys, is so I lived on this little hill on a road, you know, pretty busy road out there. And there were, my wife and I are looking down going, look at this. There were trucks with horse trailers, U-Hauls coming out. So you knew they were coming out to help people. And then you just see truck after truck hauling by, you know, animals, farm animals running like this. And then people going, we can't get our chickens. So you're down helping people find their chickens.
Yep.
And it was like, you saw the humanity in people. And like, when you live in a small area like that, you needed each other. Maybe that's what your song and what all of us are kind of in, the grass is greener on my side. And maybe it's all the way we look at stuff.
Yep.
And maybe we need to start going, you know, screw you people who want to stay in your fear.
Yeah.
Because I can't live that way. And whether you understand it or not, it's not my problem.
Yeah.
It's time that we move and realize and remember those things of the, you remind me. See, and that's what songs are good at. It has nothing to do with my fire, but yeah. that's my song because it's my fire.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is supposed to be. And it was crazy too, like seeing people out that I didn't even know still lived in Estacada and were out on the fires, seeing people I hadn't, hadn't seen in years and years and years. And I had a gentleman come up and say, you know, are you Steve Rickert's daughter? And doesn't know me as Jesse Lee, doesn't, but I'm like, yeah, you're Johnny Sales' dad. And we're out there fighting the fires together. But we also had off-duty firefighters from Colorado fly in. And the ones that, you know, weren't under, didn't have to be, you know, listening to, because the firefighters wanted to stay too. It wasn't like they just abandoned us. They, the ones that were on duty had to leave. They didn't have a choice. And there were so many off-duty firefighters from all over the country who were coming out to help and help lead our ragtag groups of people that we were like, we're here and we're capable. Just tell us what to do. And so it was
so insane too. Like the whole state was pretty much on fire. It felt
yeah.
like
yeah.
so crazy.
Yeah. But it was also a surreal feeling to be out there with friends and family and neighbors and in this where it feels like the end of days and so lonely, but also not, because you know you have your people there.
Right. So last thing for you. Just in your own words, because you're a songwriter, what is America still?
it's people. It's people with hearts for people, and that's who we are. And it's what we need. And no matter how much we try to move to this all online and keeping people away from each other and we at the end of the day still need and want that physical interaction, a hug, a smile, and it's out there, and people are so proud to be living in a free country, and people are proud to be a part of community, and those small towns are still out there and doing things their own way and fighting it out. And small town America is still out there, and good humans are still out there.
All right. Jesse, guys, thank you so much. That was super fun. And thank you made me cry.
We got okay. you.
You got me. That's what I always use. And my wife goes, why do you get off on like when you make people cry? And I said, because you know, you found their heart. You tugged at that thing.
100%. That's, you know? Yeah.
And you get to do that all the time. I do too. I'm pretty fortunate, but I get to have that kind of thing. But you with your song, I think songwriting is like, it's like the new Old Testament, you know, it's God going, huh, you know what, Jesse, I'm going to put this in. And I know you think you wrote it, but I got something, uh-huh. I got some people I need to touch. And, and you two are the duo I'm going to choose to do it. And, so just sit back and be amazed, because
they can speak through a donkey.
That's that's what I told when somebody came on and told me I was a jackass. And I said, well, God speaks through donkeys. Yeah. So I feel in really good company.
Right. Yeah.
And then I threw back and remember, don't throw your pearls to swine, because he's God is Jewish and he doesn't like pork. All right, you guys, have a great session. When you get into Montana, you let me know.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then if you do need some contacts, I will see what I can do. You get a hold of me personally. Okay.
That'd be great. Yeah. If you know any venues or just knowing where they're at is half the battle. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Bridger Brewing at Three Forks, Montana. It's right off the interstate. You guys would be perfect there. And you got the Bridgers on one side. You got the Madisons on the other. It's like, and God just sits up there and goes, oh, I love Montana. Oh, I did such a good job here. All right. See you guys later.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. Bye-bye. All right, you guys. So that's what, you know, what is America? You know, it's us. We're not racist. We're not name callers. We're not labelers. We're not liars. We're not cheaters. We're people who work for each other. We help each other. And we need to start telling our leadership that's what we want this to be again. It's what we want. They work for us. We don't work for them. And you know, I honestly believe with everything in my heart, this is going to get better. it's going to get better. Because, and maybe I'll just give you a little bit of personal stuff for me. This is my thought. I think maybe it had to get this bad because God wanted to turn things around. And sometimes to cast out the liars and to reveal the serpent hiding behind a false compassion, sometimes he has to wake up his people. Whether you believe in him or not, it doesn't really matter. It's like we're all his people. And, you know, listen to that song that those guys sang. It's greener on our side. Not our side as in Republicans and Democrats and all that. I mean our side, like how I choose to live my life. Share this on your page so other people can be blessed with what we just saw and experienced. Tomorrow night, another awesome show. I've got a young man, Garrett Taylor, wrote me, wanted to find a video I did on a friend of mine who was a former drug addict, because he shows it to all of his friends because he too was a drug addict. And I said, would you mind coming on my show and talking with me? And he goes, oh my gosh, Rick, I would love to do that. I've never done this before. So you will be blessed. And then on Friday, Farmer Lee, a guy in Ohio who I met at a conference, he's so amazing, took a farm that went broke and turned it into something you will never believe. And he's going to tell you about food quality and vegetable quality. It's a fascinating interview, and that's going to air on Thursday. All right, that's it for now. I will talk to you guys tomorrow night. Tune in and show Garrett some love. He's never done this before, and he's got a story to share to you. All right, thanks for sharing this, you guys. We do appreciate it. Good night. God bless you.